Hello, everyone. You're listening to Talking Money. I'm Harry Stedman, and today we have the leading financial well-being and retirement expert, Jonathan Watts-Lay, who is the founding director of Wealth at Work. Good morning to you, Jonathan.
Morning, Harry.
Lovely to have you on with us. And I'm going to start by hoping if you can tell us what the survey that you conducted has revealed about workers in general and their attitudes in Britain at the moment towards things like retirement.
Yeah, so the research showed that there are the pandemic really has hit different people differently. So some of the key stats that came out was that 22% of people, so just over one in five people, actually say they want to retire earlier as a result of the pandemic. However, there's about 13% of people who said that they actually want to now delay their retirement plans and carry on working because they've decided they enjoy working. So whether that was a result of spending a lot of time at home or not, I'm not sure. But then there's another group, so about 11% of people who say actually they will need to carry on working and not retire as early as planned, simply because they can't afford to anymore because they've had a financial hit because of the pandemic.
Well, exactly that. I mean, you mentioned the financial hit there at the end. How exactly has the pandemic that we've had affected people financially? And are there certain groups of people who are particularly feeling the pinch in this respect?
Yeah, there's definitely winners and losers. And you can look at that in a couple of ways. So certainly people that have worked in certain industries, so travel and hospitality, probably the obvious ones where clearly they've been really hit as industries, and so people have been on furlough or may have indeed lost their jobs completely. Also, if you look by age as well, you can see a difference. So young people and older people, so again people in their 50s or above, have been disproportionately hit harder and are more likely to be out of work and looking for jobs.
You speak of over 50s there, and naturally it's once you get to 50 or over, you start to think about things like retirement. Why would you say that so many workers over 50 have now decided to change their retirement plans in light of COVID-19?
Yeah, I think there's a number of reasons. So for some people, it might be that their pension pot just isn't worth what they thought it would be worth. And so for that group, it may be that they just need to carry on working in order to build up their pension pot a bit more. We also know that some people, those that are aged 55 and over, that have been able to dip into their pension pot, have been doing so even though they may still be working. And the key reason for that is often because household income has gone down. So perhaps they've got a partner who's been on furlough or indeed lost their job, and so they've been dipping into the pension to effectively supplement their income. And some have really been forced into early retirement. So those in their 50s that have lost their jobs, some of them are finding it difficult to get work again. And so effectively they've ended up in retirement by default.
I also saw in some of the research that was conducted that there was obviously the current pension scandal, and that in combination with the research that you found was really quite shocking. I mean, I think it was something like over £1 billion of state pensions haven't actually been paid out. And this is obviously going to affect tens of thousands of people right across the country. So what can workers of all ages do if they are struggling with finances?
Yeah, I think there's a number of things. I think that people need to understand where they're spending their money, so they need to budget a lot better. We see lots of examples where people are not shopping around for things like insurances, so for your car insurance or your household insurance. And by shopping around, you can often save hundreds of pounds. We also see a lot of people that have direct debits set up for things that they don't use anymore. So typically this would be things like subscription services to music downloads or video, that type of thing. Also, people often have debt, which is very expensive debt, so credit card debt being the obvious example of that. And often people can actually consolidate that debt and have a much cheaper monthly repayment. So again, they can go on to comparison sites and maybe look at some of the deals that are out there. So I think that whole element of managing your money is really, really important. But it's also important also to look at things, yeah, like your pension provision and what are you likely to get when you retire. So both looking at your private savings, so your pension, for example, through your employer, but also going online and getting a state pension forecast so you know what to expect from the state.
Obviously, talk of this nature, talking about money and worrying about where your finances are going to be for your future, it can all be a bit bewildering at times. What would be the number one tip or several tips you'd give to people for those who want to save money?
Yeah, I think for saving money, it's really thinking about what are you saving for. So probably the easiest way to think about this is short, medium and long term saving. So short term saving might be I want to save over the next year or two to go on a nice holiday or buy a new car, something like that. Whereas medium term saving might be, I would say, at least 5 years plus, where you're thinking about, well, actually, we may move house. We want to go to a bigger house, but that's going to take time to build up a bit of cash. And then long term saving is typically things like retirement, where you're really looking many, many years ahead. And I think breaking it down and understanding actually how much do you want to save in short term, how much do you want to save in medium term, how much do you want to save in long term is a really important thing to understand. And of course, that will change over time, depending on your personal situation. But it's an easier way to break it down in your mind. And also make sure that you're taking advantage of all the tax breaks that are available. So, for example, ISAs. So ISAs, whether you're saving into a cash ISA or an equity ISA, you know, that money is tax-free when it comes out and it grows tax-free. So it's really important to remember that when you're looking at saving. Same with pensions, lots of tax advantages with pensions. So always make sure you're looking at your pension if you're looking at that long-term saving.
For older workers who will obviously be looking at that shorter term and looking to sort of end their working lives and retire as soon as they can, a lot of people out there aren't really sure if they will be able to afford this or whether it's a viable option at this moment in time. So what can these people do?
Yeah, I think the key thing is to understand the value of all your pension and savings. So a lot of people may have had multiple jobs over their career, so would have built up some sort of pension in maybe a number of employers. So it's important to get all that paperwork together, get those statements together, so you can see the true value of all the pensions that you hold. And actually that goes for other savings as well. So if you've got ISAs or other savings, then make sure you understand how much those are worth, because they can all contribute towards generating an income as you go into retirement. So it's so important to understand the value of those. And also the state pension, don't forget the state pension, because for a lot of people, they may want to retire before they actually qualify to receive the state pension. So again, it's important to understand at what age you will actually get it and how much it will be. And you can go on the government site and get a state pension forecast, because it could be that actually, if you're retiring before you get your state pension, that you're going to have to take a little bit more money out of your private savings, as it were, until that state pension kicks in.
Well, you've given us some really insightful advice there and on money and how we can better look after it for ourselves. Where would our listeners be able to go for even more information on the matter?
Yeah, so there's a few websites that are worth looking at. So the moneyhelper.org website is good. So that's a government backed site, and it will, from that site you can go off and look at a number of things. So you can look at pensions through PensionWise, you can look at things like debt and how to budget better. For people, if they've got debt issues, then the charity stepchange.org is worth going and having a look at, because they may help you if you're in that situation. And the other place worth going to is your employer, because often an employer will support people, particularly if they're looking at retirement and needing some help. So always worth having a chat with your employer as well.
Brilliant. Well, Jonathan, it's been great having you on with us. Thanks very much for speaking to us.
Great. Thanks, Harry.